How to be a restorative presence without taking over the situation? A motorcycle chaplain is often called to be a restorative presence in tense moments. That means you help lower chaos, protect dignity, and open a path toward peace if peace is possible. But there is an important balance here. You want to help without taking over the situation. That balance is part of chaplain wisdom. To be restorative does not mean you control the room. It does not mean you force reconciliation on the spot. It does not mean you become everybody's judge, counselor, or referee. It means you serve the moment in a way that reduces harm and increases clarity. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Peacemaking is not the same as peacefaking. It is not denial. It is not pretending conflict does not matter. Peacemaking is the careful work of helping people move away from destruction and toward what is honest and life-giving. So how do you do that? First, look for the smallest wise step. In conflict, chaplains sometimes think too big. They imagine they must solve everything now. Usually, you do not. The next wise step may simply be separating two people for a few minutes. It may be getting one person some water. It may be asking one person to walk with you. It may be saying, "This conversation needs a different setting." Second, protect dignity. Do not correct people publicly unless immediate safety requires it. Do not shame them in front of others. Do not retell their outbursts later as a story. Restorative presence protects people from unnecessary exposure. Third, use simple restorative language. You can say, "Let's slow this down. This is important, but this is not the best setting. I do not want this to go farther than it needs to. Let's talk when the heat comes down a little. Would stepping aside help right now?" These phrases do not take over. They make room for a better next moment. Fourth, stay aware of safety. Some moments can be redirected with calm presence. Others cannot. If someone is physically threatening, highly impaired, or unable to regain control, then restorative presence may include calling the right people for help. A chaplain is not failing by involving proper support. Role clarity is part of faithfulness. Fifth, remember that restoration is often a process, not an instant event. A tense parking lot moment may not end in reconciliation, but if you helped prevent harm, lowered humiliation, preserved dignity, and opened the door for follow-up, you have still done meaningful ministry. Ministry Sciences reminds us that people in conflict are often reacting from deeper burdens such as grief, fear, shame, loyalty wounds, and accumulated stress. The Organic Humans Framework reminds us that these burdens affect the whole embodied soul. So, do not treat people like problems to manage. Treat them like image bearers who need wise care. Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, even if a man is caught in some fault, you who are spiritual must restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." Notice that word gentleness, not weakness, not passivity, gentleness. A restorative chaplain is gentle, clear, and grounded. He does not take over. He does not disappear. He does not inflame. He does not dominate. He helps people move one step away from damage and one step toward peace.